Hi.
So, listeners, this is quite possibly
the last
ever boo.
I kind of want it to be, and I don't want it to be. I don't want it.
Well,
to
we
be
can't guarantee it because we never know in the world of boo.
No, it always just
it's been
kind of
quite
happens.
Unpredictable.
I kind of want it to be because I'd quite like the honour of having the last boo of this amazing musical, but at the same time, I don't want this to end.
Oh.
We've had an amazing. Well, thank you for everything. And really, this is a thank you, Boo.
Oh,
I want to just.
Is it going to make me blush?
Yeah. Well, it's audio, so it doesn't really matter. I think the first thank you I want to say is everybody who saw it in Edinburgh, who came, especially all the people we bugged in Edinburgh, but still came to see it anyway. Obviously, thank you to all the Bedford people. We sold out 3 nights in a row, which was absolutely amazing to see just full seats.
Just 3 full houses.
Yes.
We could have done a fourth show and a fifth.
The possibilities are...
So 10 shows, though. We've done 10.
Yes.
10 overall. That's a lot of shows.
To the cast who's listening, thank you to all of you. Every single one of you have been amazing, and you are literally the best bunch of people I've ever worked with. And that is not an over-exaggeration. Especially the musicians who have been on top form, with especially Gemma, and, of course, yourself, and James and Ben. And I suppose I've got to throw Mr. Rouse in there as well.
You really should throw Mr. Rouse. He stepped in.
He was a pianist at short notice.
He was, he was required to take over the part that Gemma had made very much her own. The maid who looked a little bit like Queen Victoria in the sketch drawing that was done by Christopher Richardson.
Thank you to Saki, of course, lad.
We're very, very grateful to Saki, and we're just a bit disappointed that he didn't turn up to see any of the shows.
I think it's a bit of poor effort, really.
Yeah.
You know,
screw you, Saki. You've been rubbish.
Okay, no, we're still keeping the thank you level.
Okay.
Okay, then
you've been rubbish, but in a really good way.
A few more thank yous before we end this boo. Definitely thank you to all the tech department, Fee Fowler, Mr. Farrow, who have been on form every night, whether it be Edinburgh or Bedford. I mean, I've done techie stuff and I know what it's like, and it can be very stressful. And they were absolutely brilliant and they helped make the show come to life. I suppose I've got to say thank you to Mr. Moole as well.
Well, I think that's a fairly large priority, I would suggest.
Because obviously, great director who's been there every step of the way in criticism, I'd like to say...
Well, but also with praise.
yes. Okay.
Come on, keep it positive.
Okay, yes. No. Mr. Moole has been great, and actually we wouldn't have had anywhere near a good play if it wasn't for his brilliant thoughts that went into it.
That's definitely true.
Quickly, before we end it, thanks to Griffin Venues for having us. And do you have any thank yous you'd want to make?
I just want to say a quick...
Do you want to say thank you to me? No, fine.
Okay. Can't really...
My fabulous ukulele playing.
No, I want to say thank you to you.
Thank you.
The listener
of
the audio booze. I think we may only have one.
Whoever
you may be.
Might be Andy.
Even if you're
Mr. Moore.
An imaginary friend of some kind, I'd like to thank you for making us feel like we're not just wasting our time talking to ourselves into a mobile phone, but we are actually doing something worthwhile. A record for... Maybe for posterity, maybe for the rest of history, of something which has been a journey. An interesting, sometimes harrowing, sometimes exciting, sometimes dangerous, but always thrilling journey.
Okay. Can I say thank you to Alan Rickman?
No. So thank you very much for listening to these. I hope this one hasn't been... it may not be the highlight, but I hope it also hasn't been the anticlimax that you were dreading. And if it was... Never mind.
This may be the last boo, but just on the off chance that it isn't, obviously I'd like to say thank you because I won't be there when the cast, if they do their last audio boo. So, I mean, literally, I don't know what I'm going to do now. Miracles is over and I'm so upset that the group is disbanding, and it has been literally the best thing I've ever done. So, big thank you to you, Mr. Lark.
Oh. You see, now I'm blushing. I didn't want this to happen.
I think we better wrap it up there. Last thing to say to Boo, wise last words, it would be, final last words, they will probably be, have you got any gin?
I'll fetch it.